Nike loves LeBron James' feet, but his kids aren't really fans. We'll explain.
And Camila Cabello might just have confirmed a love triangle.
Plus, honey, what star is talking about his package? Ooh. I can't wait to find out. But first,
let's get this started. All right, y'all. Heidi Klum and her daughter, Lenny, have been modeling, oh my goodness, in Tissimissimi lingerie together for a couple of years. But their latest ad is really getting the tongues wagging.
Oh, no.
Here, this is, that was a little awkward. Okay. Now, just to be clear, Lenny's 20 years old. But some critics are calling this a little strange, a little uncomfortable. Haters are going even further, saying it's creepy and inappropriate. What do you guys think? This is mom and daughter. I mean, they are models.
It's definitely giving hub.
Yeah. Boom, dum, boom, boom.
But that's cute though, mother and daughter, you know, could model like that and do stuff like that.
Because usually if your kids, like if you walk in, your kids dressed like that, you get like, Mom, get out of my room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but train a child while she's young, I understand it. Could you imagine how many black men have gotten wrecked that they've seen that commercial?
They're not driving, watching TV.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Oh, you said getting a wreck. I thought you said something else.
Oh, no.
But did Kamora Lee and Aoki ever collaborative shoot together?
They
even something with, you know, clothes on.
Fat Farm. Exactly. They did Baby Fat and all that clothes.
Fat Farm and Baby Fat. I don't think
Kamora.
Fat Farm?
I don't think they have that.
Yeah, I think Fat Farm was done at the turn of the century.
That was Russell's.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm. The daddy.
Yeah, but the kids weren't old enough then.
Oh, well, I don't think. Well, it's cute, but it's not a good look because it's just breaking up homes.
Well, speaking of the stars and their kids, LeBron James is featured in the new docuseries Starting Five, and his kids, Bronny, Bryce, and Zuri, shared their thoughts about it. His feet! Shared their thoughts about his feet, y'all. Take a look.
No comment.
Nah, no comment.
Yeah, y'all don't want to. I mean, I know y'all seen his feet a lot.
Yeah, everyone's seen his feet. So I don't need to know more about that.
Funny thing is like when his like toe is like on top of the other one.
Them toes is in a huddle.
How does he play with it stacked like that?
I'm sure it didn't start like that.
So many years.
Yeah, like, you know, up and down that court, you know, putting the time to good grief.
You don't like toe mutiny. Like, the big toe's got to be the toe that leads the foot. When the other toes are trying to creep on the big toe, that's mutiny.
Because what if you try to do them socks where, like, the toes are perforated?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you gotta break them up. You know what I mean? Like, yo, knock it off, you two.
He got pretty feet, though. His feet are nice and clean and shape.
I thought they was gonna be a little mangled like Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's just his little toes is doing something different.
Yeah, it looks like that one toe's trying to mate with the big toe.
They need to show the top of them boys. Yeah. This really sick.
Exactly.
We're really hanging out on these feet a while, aren't we?
Well, listen, y'all, every big city wants to host the Super Bowl because it brings in all kinds of business and it's prestigious, too. Mm-hmm. Well, listen up, y'all. In 2028, the Super Bowl is going to be here in Atlanta for the fourth time.
Woo!
And it's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Falcons.
Uh-oh.
Now, the last time it was held here was back in 2019, and the halftime show featured Maroon 5 straight out of L.A., but they did include Big Boy, who's from the ATL, so it was a little balanced there. Mm-hmm. Is it too early to start suggesting halftime entertainment for this? Because it is gamey, right? Because, like, we could throw a name out there right now, and next thing you know, they're in court.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only person you could depend on is Ludacris.
Well.
He's the only rapper that don't really get in that kind of trouble.
But it's too early. It is. Hey, I just hope to be alive. 2028.
It's a large request.
Yeah.
4 years, Gary?
Honey, you could drive there when you walk out that door.
I feel like this would be Atlanta's opportunity to do it like L.A. did a couple years ago, where it's like you get as many people as possible on that stage.
Mm-hmm. Bring Bone Crusher out.
Yeah.
Bring So-So Def out. Mm-hmm. So-So Def should, what are we talking about? So-So Def should do the Super Bowl, the whole thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jermaine Dupri and some socks that's, you know, adequately.
Regular
like,
socks?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brad, come out there.
Not
you got Jagged Edge. You know what I mean?
First of all, those were Louis Vuitton. Let you know that. You're not going to do that.
You should do it. You're a great artist. Jermaine's
it would
a great
be dope, right,
artist.
Brad?
Like, why?
I hear you.
You got to campaign for yourself sometimes,
I mean,
sis.
Yeah.
Or let us do it for you.
Yeah, I don't
Super
mind
Bowl
at all.
People, Jigamin Ho, Jay-Z. We're talking to So-So Def, the BRAT. Come on.
Well, why in the hell you don't campaign for yourself? You could do it too.
They won't know my songs like they know hers. You know what I'm saying?
And I won't mind at all. Whatever JD do, so deaf, you know I'm a part of that. I'm there. Happy. Mm.
Okay, in case you forgot, Shawn Mendes dated Camila Cabello, then allegedly got together with Sabrina Carpenter, then he got back with Camila, but now they're supposedly just friends. Who knows what's going on? Well, Sabrina's song Taste seemed to be a little bit of a diss track because it contains the lyrics, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to taste me when he's kissing you.
That's sassy. Ooh. Yeah, okay, so lyrics.
So when Camila stopped by a live taping of the Call Her Daddy podcast, she was asked if she'd ever had a song written about her, and this is what she said.
I've been lucky to contribute in many ways to the great music of the 21st century.
So, you know, she's saying yes, but not being super specific about this track.
Shawn Mendes is the real winner in this situation.
Let me tell you, because
this is Pocket of Time. He was on the questionable list. And, you know, and now to be literally in the middle of this, you know what I mean? Buzz for you.
But she ain't said nothing that nobody else said. I mean, we just say that all the time. I just tell you, bitch, every time you kiss him my ass. It's no big deal.
Okay, Gary, this one's for you.
Oh, thank you.
So listen up. In the Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, Cooper Koch had a shower scene that impressed fans, including Andy Cohen. That's your buddy, Gary.
Oh,
so, of
girl.
Course, they wondered if he used the prosthetic package, y'all. Well, Cooper, who plays Eric Menendez, stopped by, watch what happens live, and during a countdown of iconic full frontal moments, Cooper set the record straight, y'all. Check it out.
Also, just to say, mine was not a prosthetic.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Congratulations to you, Cooper. You're very blessed, aren't you?
Well hung.
Was this the part when he was in jail?
I need to go see the movie.
What part of the story about murdering your parents includes a full frontal shower scene?
I didn't watch it.
I don't, me neither.
I'm aware of the story.
I'm aware of the story.
But that's good though. He was natural and not using a prosthetic. Would y'all use a prosthetic if y'all had to use a prosthetic hair corrector, Tanner?
I mean, it really depends. Like, to me, this falls into like the outrageously gratuitous section of the industry where it's like, I'm not doing it.
Were they naked when they killed their parents?
No.
But they was taking the shower, damn it. And they just showed a sour scene.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know what's going on.
So, yeah. Sword fight?
Did he stab his parents with his penis? Party? How did this happen?
That's a great way to catch somebody off guard.
Yeah,
like, if you see somebody naked, the last thing you're worried about is them
now
killing you.
Now you're in trouble. Yeah. You know, like, you're like, what are we?
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
All right, so our bodybuilder and influencer RJ Bull has issued a challenge, and it's pretty crazy, y'all.
Uh-oh.
He's basically jumping rope and weightlifting at the same time.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I would decapitate myself after the first one.
What? Yeah, neck, head gone. Yeah.
Y'all. And that's how he died. But we might not see too many people doing this because TikTok included the warning that actions in this video are performed by professionals or supervised by professionals. Do not attempt.
Why would he do that?
Exactly.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say there are no professional barbell, loaded barbell jump ropers in the world.
No.
This is not going to be in the Olympics, sir, so you could stop today.
But if they can figure out how to do a double dutch version of this stuff.
This is not going to be a sport, no.
People just doing the most.
What's the craziest thing that y'all have ever done in the gym?
Crunches.
Crunches?
I did some crunches.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Okay. A sit-up.
Okay. Up next, y'all, it didn't see Dish coming, honey, and it involves a ball game like you've never seen before, so come right back.
Oh, Lord. Your kind of balls game?
Yeah. A ball game.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, it's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming!
All right, athletes have a lot of ways of celebrating, including fist bumps and chest bumps. But I've never seen this one before. Oh, LA Dodgers player Kike Hernandez and Gavin Lux recently celebrated a home run like this. Check it out.
Whoa.
Oh.
See, he hit him with the Menendez.
Y'all was very aggressive.
Bro.
Come on, everybody. Let's open
Wow.
it.
Mm.
Let's pelvic thrust each other.
No,
like.
That's what you call sword fighting.
Gary, you ever, is this normal?
Yeah, but yeah, that's normal among heterosexual men. They do that to get, once they, like when they get back, honey, behind, in the dughouse and stuff like that, that's where it's
the
all dug
out. House? The dugout?
Yeah, the dugout, I mean. It all goes down.
I don't like it.
I'm gonna call that a double header.
And hey!
Can it give guys, like, what is it called, green balls?
Did yeah. you say, no. that
I don't
right
know
there.
The color. Okay.
And it's not hurting them neither. Y'all gotta remember, it's not blood filled.
This looks painful.
It's
not painful. It's like bumping. I mean, you know, that's.
No, let me. It's not like bumping that because we don't have a big lump chunk or something right here. Now it's for you. It is because you tuck yours back.
See.
All right, it's time to go shopping with another.
Battle of the deals!
Powered by Morning Save.
Today we have three great deals, and you just need to scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, HK.
All right, up first, we got this EMA 2-in-1 cordless stick vacuum, which has all the power of a full-size vacuum, and it's very easy to maneuver since it's cordless, and it works great on hardwood, tile, carpet, and laminate surfaces. The LED lights give a clear view of dust, while the 2-in-1 brush has stiff and soft bristles for faster cleaning and easier pickup with no messy hair wrap.
Okay, wait, I need this.
Oh, you really do, Brad? And they usually go for as high as $200, but for you, we got you today for $59.99, and quantities are limited, so get those phones out fast and put that order in.
Nice.
Ooh, beautiful. Okay, y'all, and next we've got these beautiful diamond muse, 1/10 carat genuine diamond stud earrings. Now, we all, honey, need a pair of genuine diamond earrings in our accessory collection. Now, these sterling silver sparklers can be dressed up or down, making them ideal for an occasion, and of course, they're a customer's favorite on Morning Save. Now, they usually go for as high as $100, but we got you today for just $19.99. Oh my God, these are beautiful.
Gary, that sounds really lovely, but I have a doorbuster of a deal that you don't want to miss out on. This Greater Goods Sonic Electric Toothbrush with 5 soft brush heads will be sure to have you smiling brighter. This deal includes 1 toothbrush, 1 charging station with 5 replacement heads, and the sleek charging station doesn't take up much space. It usually goes for as high as $48, but today we got you for just $15.
Wow.
What? Yeah, I know. And remember, our doorbuster deals have been wildly popular, and we want to make sure everyone can get their hands on them. So the limit is 3 per customer.
Well, these are all great deals, you guys. So just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all 3. Got it? This code right here or morningsave.com.
Up next, find out how a Georgia sheriff reacted when he couldn't have his burger his way. Deets after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. A local Georgia sheriff by the name of Craig Owens is in some hot water after calling in deputies for a personal and very minor inconvenience. Okay, Sheriff Owens stopped by a Burger King to get lunch for him and his wife, and they got his order wrong.
Okay,
all right. Well, Sheriff Owens claims he asked for a resolution or some money back, but the restaurant denied him. Well, when the sheriff realized he could not have it his way, he literally called on backup in the form of 3 deputies with their sirens blazing, pulling up to that Burger King. Now, after the incident, Sheriff Owens, who is also running for re-election, admitted the call was a misuse of power after being called out by his opponent. What are those deputies supposed to do? Show up and arrest the Burger King?
Yeah, but we don't know what he was going through at home with his wife. That was her burger.
That don't matter.
So she could have been threatening to leave.
You done wasted some more people's time.
Taxpayers' money.
The people that pulled up the other cops, they could have been helping somebody.
Yeah. But if your whole slogan is have it your way and you didn't get it the way you wanted it.
You can't get arrested for that, hey, Craig.
Well, you shouldn't be getting arrested. I mean, he should have called the cops. He did overstep his boundaries and misuse his power. However, the Burger King workers should have remade his sandwich the way he wanted it to.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't just get a free burger, but I'm also surprised, like, how wrong was it?
with someone else.
He just been like, you know what, let me come in. Y'all can remake my
order. Yeah, but he wasn't in his uniform neither, if y'all saw that. So they didn't know who he was.
He should have said he was LL Cool J from NCIS LA.
Well, moving on, honey, it's time for...
What the Fashion?
Baby, my good friends at Balenciaga keeps the people talking. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Chip Bag Wallet. Now, if you guys don't remember, Balenciaga released the Lay's Chips handbag a while back. Well, now, honey, we have the crumbled up Chip Bag Wallet to match. Now, it's, honey, only $1,800. Did y'all hear me? Only $1,800. So now, some naysayers say, honey, the wallet belongs in the trash and not the runway. But what do you guys think? Come on, be for real, you people that got money.
My kids been making these.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I got mad chip bags to show you.
I don't know about this one, because it's still, I mean, you don't want a wallet to be bulky.
Yeah.
This wallet is not going to fit comfortably in your back pocket. It may fit in your backpack, but then you pull it out, it look like a bag of...
But that's the whole thing.
A bag of backwoods.
This is the entire size of my wallet. This is it. That's my whole wallet right there.
Well, a small person have a small wallet, but I'm sure a big man would have a big wallet.
Oh, a big man's got a big wallet. Are you getting one of these for $1,800?
I sure am.
You gonna flex on us?
That's right, baby. That's Balenciaga.
Grab me once, I give it to my wife. You know, she collects these things.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally throw that wallet on the ground and no one will pick it up.
Thank you.
You come back out and
you have all your money in your credit card.
Somebody who knows their fashion would pick it up.
Because when I see that, I know, bitch, that's a Balenciaga.
All right, y'all, up next, are you in need of cuddles but don't want to deal with humans or animals? An electric company may have the answer. Deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day, so
this is it.
Okay, electric company Casio, we all are familiar with them. They're changing the way we all view robots. Mm-hmm. Everyone meet Mofflin. Mofflin is a furry robot designed to cuddle and calm you down. It's a cross between a hamster and Star Trek's Tribbles. The robot is designed to develop its own simulated feelings and personality, which can change over time. With regular interactions, it will become happy, secure, and calm. If it's ignored, it can become stressed, anxious, and sad. Oh. Mofflin will even learn who you are and attempt to develop a simulated bond expressed through unique sounds and movement. Mofflin will cost about $398 and is expected to be available November 7th.
Oh.
So what do you guys think of Mofflin? Do we have any buyers here?
So it's like a live-action Tamagotchi.
Yeah, it's like a real Tamagotchi. Here's the thing about this. It's a real slippery slope, because right now it's little cute Mofflins, and then two or three years later, it's Hoflins, and it's full-size women that are, like, gonna be your robot bride. It's right around the corner, folks. It's coming so fast.
It's gonna be big snuggle polar bears.
Yeah.
Y'all don't like them? I love them. It reminds me of a gerbil. So I would love one.
How many you gonna buy?
Probably two. I remember this actor loved them, I think I would love them.
I feel like your Mofflin is going to hate you and be very frustrated and hide in a corner.
Full of sadness and anxiety.
Full of sadness and anxiety.
Stressed out.
Stressed the Mofflin out. I wish a Mofflin would.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.